Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. Joining me to discuss the defense first is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Clint. Glad to be back on for big, big divisional matchup with essentially the divisional line against Steelers. Big game against the Giants last week. Get right game. I think a lot of what we did last week can translate over to this week.
Good to actually see you at the game too, Frazier. It's a lot of fun to sit there and talk football with you as the game went on. Definitely a good result for the Ravens. I think they would have beaten most teams in the NFLs despite the penalties they had, if not all, with an effort like that. And, came out of it with what seemed to be little in the way of injuries. And now we've seen an injury report today that seems a little less positive in terms of how the Ravens came out of MetLife.
Yeah, very concerning with the report this week. A lot of DNPs, a lot of limited that came up after no designation yesterday. So some things to watch for going into the game on Saturday. Moving on to my matchup for this week, I have the Ravens outside corners versus the Steelers vertical pass game. Other than getting two yards and a cloud of dust on the run, all of the Steelers pass plays have been downfield bombs to Pickens, over the shoulder to Mike Williams or Allen Robinson. These guys are making the big plays downfield. And really this week, I think the Ravens have to find the ball. Stevens had a real issue last week against Neighbors, turning back, grabbing a lot. Wiggins obviously showed his ability to make sure he's strong at the point of catch against Neighbors, one of the best receivers in his class. So continuing to build off that, our outside receivers are going to be a key of emphasis, because if they're able to shut down those back shoulder fades, those over the shoulder plays, I think Pittsburgh can be capped on their ability to make big plays down the field.
So we're just going to read this to you directly from PFF. Is the Russell Wilson throwing the ball more than 20 yards left, right, and center? On the left side, 9 of 19, 106.8 passer rating, 2 TDs, 1 interception. Between the numbers, 4 of 6, 113 yards, 2 TDs, no interceptions, 149.3 rating. And on the right side, 6 of 9, 187 yards, 1 TD, no interceptions, 146.8 rating. You definitely have to be concerned with the deep pass against Russell Wilson. It's a lot of the Steelers' offense, obviously, as you mentioned. The one thing I would love to see this week, and circumstances could conspire for the right thing to occur. I wish it would just happen because it was the coach's choice here. But Wiggins is, I think, the best guy to cover Pickens if he plays. So you got to line him up directly and travel for a game like this, because the matchup for Stevens is just unbelievably bad with a big receiver, a big-bodied guy who is good at high on the catch point and is good also turning for the football in a back shoulder. This would be the game to make the change. And the reason I think that circumstances might conspire for it to occur is that we're seeing Ardarius Washington on the injury report. I think he'll play, but I think there's always a possibility that at some point he has to leave the game. And then I think the Ravens have now tipped their hand that Brandon Stevens will be there next up at safety. So I think that would put Wiggins squarely in the game at right corner. And I think that's the matchup that the Ravens probably really want to hold down that Steelers vertical game.
Yeah, and you and me at the game were very keen on that. As soon as Kyle Hamilton left, I mean, they made the quick shift for Stevens to that safety role. Another thing that could aid the Ravens is supposed to be a really windy and gusty day on Saturday. So those deep balls can be misguided if you're able to let them hang. And Russell is one of those throw the moon balls. So you put it up there long enough, it's not going to go where you want it to. So another good benefit for the Ravens going into this game. Also, I don't want to see, in the sense of Washington made a couple plays over the middle last time. I don't want to see him get unlocked because he has the potential to just jump out the gym against our guys, and we can't let Russell Wilson get comfortable enough to just toss it up to him. So if we're able to contain them on the outside, like you said, his deep over the middle has been good. You said 4 of 6. I think that's really good. 2 touchdowns. So being able to keep the lid on that is good.
First of all, agree with a lot of what you said. I want to come back to a point about Washington a little later. I will say I don't think it's purely good news for the Ravens that Russell Wilson is going to have to face some wind, because that's a big Ravens advantage. The Jackson versus Wilson passing difference is a big advantage to the Ravens. It's like rooting for wind because you don't think Justin Tucker will be affected by it. You know, 5 years ago, just that's not the way things work. I mean, if this is a high wind game, this will definitely not favor the Ravens. It will favor more of a defensive slogfest. I think that's how you let Pittsburgh win this football game. But we'll see. I mean, I just really want normal weather. I want, low wind, honestly, for a game like this. My first matchup, though, is the Ravens interior defensive line versus the Steelers interior offensive line. The Steelers have very average overall offensive line, middle of the pack, nothing special, not a great yards before contact team in the run game. The Ravens are entirely healthy on the interior defensive line now for the first time in a while. With that health, the Ravens get to play their best players at their best positions. And both those things are important. So Pierce will be the nose, and Jones will be in there on the nose also, alternating with a big man in there on every play. It means Broderick Washington, for example, doesn't have to come in and play nose tackle where he's out of position. He's a little small. Brent Urban stays as primarily a five tech, and you have Matt Ibike, who never really strays too much from playing the three tech, also can be relieved of some additional rundown responsibilities because all the good players are healthy this time. So you have a whole bunch of like better situations that accrue from having your five defensive linemen healthy, and it's been the first time in quite some time now that they've had that. The group is very good at denying space at the line of scrimmage. That's the Ravens' big chance to keep the downhill run game from getting started, something the Ravens really need to do. And those big guys have to command double teams. They have to morph the offensive line in the passing game and create problems for Wilson in that pocket, whether it's being too big and too close to him, which is a big problem for Russell Wilson. He's not tall. So having a big guy close to him with hands up is not something he likes. And then you force him to move under those conditions, and it's usually a good thing. So hopefully the Ravens defensive line comes through with the big game that we hope. And they're one group that still remains healthy despite the injury report showing some negative trends.
Yep. Real quick off script. I think Calais Campbell is potentially going to be released, and I think that could bode well for the Ravens down the line.
We're going to discuss that on the Friday morning GM pod. So actually, if you're listening to this, you're listening to it on either Friday night or Saturday morning. You probably already listened to Friday morning GM and heard Voss and me talk about it. But as we record, we're actually recording this before.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Detroit Lions will be a major competitor with the Ravens for the services of Campbell.
Okay.
So I'm not sure it's a automatic that he comes back to Baltimore, but hopefully it will.
Fair. To your point, though, the interior defensive line is definitely the key point of containing whatever the Steelers want to do. Pushing inside in the pocket is going to be key against Russell Wilson. Get him off his platform and force him to roll out. In the sense of, I guess our edge rushers are going to try and keep contain and cage rush and just force them to get into their laps rather than him stepping up and attacking the line of scrimmage and making holes where the defense has to step up and leave their guys. So, like you said, the interior is going to be big, pass rush and run game. Moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens edge rushers versus Jones. He is the weak link on the offensive tackles concerned. I think if Odafe Oweh doesn't play, we need to see some kind of production from the other guys, whether it be Van Noy, Ojabo, Robinson. Someone needs to step up and get there consistently. Oweh is close to that category. He really isn't there in the consistency, but he's able to make splash plays. Last time against the Steelers, he had essentially a career game, 3 sacks. So I want us to continue to attack Jones. Obviously, we saw he can get a little riled up, out of character, force some penalties, continuing to get under his skin and make him a focal point of attack on the offensive line should be key. Mute, Ken.
Couldn't agree more with you on that. And being where he is in terms of being hurt is a very bad thing for the Ravens. The Ravens have a couple of really bad ones, Oweh and Ardarius Washington probably being the biggest two. Bateman also, you know, being in a boot is not a good thing. But honestly, for this game, I think the Ravens really need the safety play to be maintained. Make sure you take away the deep passing game. Otherwise, I think it's going to be difficult for the Ravens to do it. Broderick Jones is weak. I'll say also Dan Moore is not particularly strong on the other side, a very average offensive tackle in this league. He's up for a big money contract. I'm kind of hoping the Ravens bite on that. Not the Ravens, the Steelers bite on that and pay him $20 million a year. I don't think it'd be a good move for them. They don't make a lot of really bad decisions like that, but they're in line to make one now with some cap available on a player who really is not all that great relative to the rest of the league. So he's one I'd hope. Let me move on. I'll talk about my next thing, which is the Ravens tacklers versus the Pittsburgh tackle breakers. So this the Pittsburgh running game, and this they're very similar to the Ravens just across the board when you look at these two teams. The Pittsburgh, one of their fundamental characteristics as an offense is that they break tackles. And the combination of runners of Warren, Harrison, and Patterson have a 25.1% missed tackle forced rate. The Ravens are the team that's close at 24.8%. So, you know, some of that's elusiveness. Most of it is power in the case of those two guys. Cordarrelle Patterson, honestly, he's had a better year than I really thought, but he's got a bunch of missed tackles as well in that group. If you look at aggregate missed tackles forced by receivers, again, the two teams are very similar. The Steelers are at 18.9%. The Ravens are at 19.6%. So you got two teams that break a lot of tackles in the secondary. Very important. The Ravens pick up the tackling in this game in the secondary. Both Ardarius Washington and Hamilton while they've settled down the coverage in a number of ways, Hamilton's actually dropped into a little bit of a tackling slump these last few weeks. He's actually had six straight games with a missed tackle. In the last three games, he's had six missed tackles on the back end, and it's been in many less tackle opportunities. So that's unfortunate. It's actually a 33% missed tackle rate for him. Ardarius Washington, the same issue, is he's missing too many tackles despite the good play on the football and some of the nice downhill play that he's made in the run game and whatnot. The tackles on the back end have not been as easy for him. And that includes some plays out in the flat and whatnot where he's gotten there and missed a tackle. So I'm hoping those guys can both play. Those guys can both recover the tackle rates, obviously. The inside linebackers also need to do their job as well. You know, the Ravens have rotated through. One thing that Simpson did fairly well was to make tackles.
Yep.
And the rest of the guys are at various levels of not terribly great. Roquan is the exception. He is very good. And they obviously need him to have a big game here. But teams are all very close in terms of missed tackle rate on defense, missed tackles forced as rushers, missed tackles forced as receivers. It's a remarkably a similar profile that these two offenses have.
Yep. And I know Harrison is someone that we don't really like in space, but against a different division rival like the Steelers, you would love to see his physicality really show this game in terms of making sure that he can wrap up him and Roe being the one and two, especially on first down or second down. I'm excited to see the kind of physicality we bring. I know we really have a bad taste from the last game in our mouth. And I think this defense is really ready, especially to follow up a performance where they let up only field goals against a team that couldn't really do anything on offense. A couple of big plays here and there, got them in range and that's it. So I think I don't want Jaylen Warren to be the one that breaks the game. He's the only one that's, I think, liable other than Pickens to just take the game out of reach. Because if you get a guy like him going, he can break tackles, he got speed, he can get to the edge. He's all around back. I don't know why he's not number one in Pittsburgh, but that's not my decision.
All right. The other guys who break a fair number of tackles or certainly are capable of it are Freiermuth and Washington. And you pointed out getting the tight ends going, you know, is something you really want to try and avoid. Those guys can be a lot of trouble for a defense in level two. I do remember a game, I don't know how many years it was ago now, but it's probably 6-7 years ago now, where Vance McDonald was playing for a tight end for the Steelers. You probably figure it out from this. It was in a Monday night game, and they had this whole thing planned to show what a tackle breaker he was. And I think maybe his first play of the game, he fumbled. And they had to, you know, they had prepared all of this material to show what a beast he was in terms of breaking tackles, and then that happened. It was pretty funny. All right, Frazier, always a pleasure doing this show with you. Where can folks talk football with you online?
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. Hit us up with a question if you'd like for the matchup show at hashtag film study mailbag. Just make it clear, maybe by adding Frazier's Twitter handle, that you want that going on the show, or you can just, you know, type in that you want this in a question for the matchups episode. And really appreciate all the listeners. Please pass the show along by word of mouth. Like and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube. And for Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying we'll talk to you next time.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.